Book 2, Canto 4, The Kingdom of the Little Life, page 136. Here first she crawled out from her cabin of mud, where she had lain inconscient, rigid, mute. Its narrowness and torpor held her still. A darkness clung to her uneffaced by light. There neared no touch redeeming from above. The upward look was alien to her sight, forgotten the fearless godhead of her walk, renounced was the glory and felicity, the adventure in the dangerous fields of time, hardly she availed, wallowing to bear and live. A wide unquiet mist of seeking space, a rayless region swallowed in vague swaths, that seemed unnamed, unbodied, and unhoused. A swaddled, visionless, and formless mind asked for a body to translate its soul. Its prayer denied, it fumbled after thought. As yet not powered to think, hardly to live, it opened into a weird and pygmy world where this unhappy magic had its source. On dim confines where life and matter meet, he wandered among things half seen, half guessed, pursued by ungrasped beginnings and lost ends. There life was born but died before it could live. There was no solid ground, no constant drift. Only some flame of mindless will had power. Himself was dim to himself, half felt, obscure, as if in a struggle of the void to be. In strange domains where all was living sense, but mastering thought was not, nor cause, nor rule, only a cruel child heart cried for toys of bliss. Mind flickered, a disordered infant glow, and random shapeless energies drove towards form, and took each wisp fire for a guiding sun. This blindfold force could place no thinking step. Asking for light, she followed darkness's clue. An inconscient power groped toward consciousness. Matter smitten by matter glimmered to sense. Blind contacts, slow reactions beat out sparks of instinct from a cloaked subliminal bed, sensations crowded, dumb substitutes for thought. Perception answered nature's wakening blows, but still was a mechanical response, a jerk, a leap, a start in nature's dream, and rude, unchastened impulses jostling ran, heedless of every motion but their own, and darkling clashed with darker than themselves, free in a world of settled anarchy. The need to exist, the instinct to survive, engrossed the tense, precarious moment's will, and an unseeing desire felt out for food. The gusts of nature were the only law. Force wrestled with force, but no result remained. Only were achieved the nascent grasp and drive, and feelings and instincts knowing not their source. Sense pleasures and sense pangs soon caught, soon lost, and the brute motion of unthinking lives. It was a vain, unnecessary world whose will to be brought poor and sad results, and meaningless suffering and a gray unease. Nothing seemed worth the labor to become. But judge not so his spirit's wakened eye, as shines a solitary witness star that burns apart light's lonely sentinel. In the drift and teeming of a mindless night, a single thinker in an aimless world, awaiting some tremendous dawn of God, he saw the purpose and the works of time. Even in that aimless, a work was done, pregnant with magic will and change divine. Was that all right?
Yes.